As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
The lady tonight.
When I was first elected to the State Assembly in 1969, we met in the old State Capitol building. The new one opened in 1971. So the new one is turning 50, but the old one is turning 150, and that's the story that we want to share with you today. When Carson City became the territorial capital in 1861, it was mainly because of local merchant Abe Curry. He gave the legislature space to meet in his hotel. He also gave the state 10 acres, or four city blocks, in the middle of town, where an actual government building would go. But it didn't happen right after Nevada became a state in 1864. The 1869 state legislature finally passed a bill to provide $100,000 to construct a state capitol. A board chose the lowest bidder, but the cost ran to about $175,000. And that was even with the sandstone for the construction coming free of charge from the quarry at the Nevada State Prison. San Francisco architect Joseph Gosling designed the Capitol for a fee of $250. The classical revival two-story building with an octagonal dome weren't finished when the 1871 legislative session began, but they met there anyway. The work was done by May 1st. And all three branches of Nevada state government worked there, executive, legislative, and judicial. A couple of stories have circulated about the building. One was that the dome was made of silver. After all, we're the silver state. But that wasn't true. Originally, it was made out of tin and painted red, but it was repainted silver in 1876. The other involved offense. In 1875, the state legislature decided to do something about the muddy field in front of the building. Cows would wander in, and people would throw their garbage in front of the Capitol building. So the legislature set aside money to build a stone foundation with iron railings, as well as for water pipes and landscaping. The winning bid for the fence portion came from Hannah Clapp of Carson City. She ran a school nearby. She and her partner, Eliza Babcock, got the fence built, and made a substantial profit on it. But that grew into a myth that they did all the work themselves, and no one had known that the bidder was a woman. In a few decades, the state government needed more space and hired longtime Nevada architect Frederick DeLongchamps to design the expansion. The legislature moved into the new north and south wings in 1915. But again, things got a bit crowded. In 1937, the Nevada Supreme Court moved into a new building across the street. Finally, in 1971, the state legislature moved to the building that it's in now. All that remains in the old Capitol building is space for the governor's office and an exhibit area. But it's still a classic building 150 years later, and I'm privileged to have had the opportunity to serve in the old building. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.